get a recap of the Mid-Plains Community College Board of Governors meeting. Mr. Ryan Purdy, President, Mid-Plains Community College up in North Platte. How you doing, Ryan?
Good morning, Rich. I'm good.
Great. Daniel there with you?
Yeah, I am. Good morning, Rich.
Good morning, sir. Good morning. Can you believe, guys, we're up to Thanksgiving already?
Hard to believe. In, you know, about 4 weeks, everybody's going to be heading home for Christmas.
Yeah, but I know the campus, I think, is next week, I think, is closed a little, like a Wednesday. Is that right, guys?
We close at 3 o'clock on Wednesday, and so, yep, we'll be closed Wednesday at 3 to Thursday and Friday and reopen on Monday.
All right, ready to go. And finals, gosh, for them, for Christmas, and not, it's just like a couple of weeks after that, and that first semester is going to be in the books.
Yes, it is. It went by really fast.
Let's get to the Board of Governors agenda from last night up in North Platte. We'll start first open forum last night.
Yeah, so Gracie, obviously our solid player from McCook, was a student rep, and she's doing a great job. You know, really hit the ground running. So we appreciate that student voice at the table, and I know the board is really engaged with her. So great to have her up there. But, you know, she said the same thing. We're kind of in that lull. You know, volleyball is over. Basketball is just getting started. Those kind of quick outdoor exhibition seasons for baseball, softball are over. Golf's had their fall season conclude. The rodeo's had their fall season conclude. And so, you know, there's not a whole lot of student activities going on outside of the baseball or the two basketball teams gearing up. So she just reported on that. Obviously, we had homecoming in McCook a few weeks ago, and so we're going to continue to build on that year to year, get the alumni back on campus and feel that energy and let them see all the changes that have happened on campus since they were here. So we had the 1980s volleyball team here for that event, and they just absolutely loved it to the point they've told a lot of people they're going to come back every year. So just the support they got, the facility changes, and to be able to support the teams that are competing right now, it was a great opportunity for them to reminisce and hang with their coach for a few hours, and so we're excited to bring that back. So Gracie, I just reported on all the good stuff that's going on from a student's perspective.
Also, a reminder, you've got the National Legislative Summit coming up in early 2024, don't you?
We do. So this was, I've not been back since COVID. So we got back from this about that first part of February 2020, and then obviously COVID hit and all that kind of stuff hit the fan. But I've had a couple opportunities to go back, and one they moved virtual, and then last year with the legislative changes, I had to stay back. So going to get a shot to go out there and meet with the legislative, our delegation for state of Nebraska. Obviously, you got a couple new people now serving that we didn't have with Senator Flood and with Flood and Ricketts, Senator Ricketts and Congressman Flood. So to get there to meet with them in their new roles will be good. Had great relationships with them on the state level, but just any time we can get out there and tell them the benefits the federal funds have for students. We don't get a lot of federal grants, but our students do get the opportunity to receive Pell Grants and student loans. And so we just want to make sure that they're funding them adequately, but also to consider making sure that those that are doing short-term certificates and summer stuff also gets covered in their opportunities. So we'll go out there and meet with them. I know Kent Miller and I will be out there for sure, and a couple other board members I'm sure will join us.
You had some action items, quite a few action items on the agenda.
We did. So, you know, just obviously the housekeeping, the routine stuff, we had to do the minutes of the previous meeting, the financial report, the bills for October. But then again, the kind of stuff that really matters to especially our current and prospective students. So for 24-25, we're going to leave tuition rates the same as we had the previous year. So with all the changes coming down the pipe with the funding, knowing that the room and board is going to be up a little more than we had usually are, we decided to leave the tuition and fee rates the same. Puts us right on the average. So the average statewide is $119.75. We'll be $120 for resident and border state tuition. And then we'll be about a little higher than that. I think we're 151 all-in tuition and fees for non-residents, non-border states, international. So, again, right there on the average for both of those. But then again, on the room and board side of the house, or housing and food, as it's now called by the federal government, we're looking at about a 6.5% to 7% increase, depending on what you're at. Food rates were up 8% with our contract with Fresh Ideas, and so we've got to absorb that. And then instead of having the damage deposit that we've always charged every year, we're going to increase board rates by $100 per semester in lieu of that $200 damage deposit. We'll put that $100 into that fund to make sure we can cover damages that happen to the housing units throughout the course of the year. So overall, even though we're up at that 6.5-7%, if you go back and look at our peers, we're 3-10% less than any of our community college peers, and we're 30-40% less than our four-year transfer destinations. So I think we're doing a good job of making sure that we're covering our costs and not charging our students too much and providing that quality, affordable educational opportunities for West Central and Southwest Nebraska.
Also, you had a couple other action items, membership duels for the NCCA as well.
Yep, so that's just our portion of that. We pay one-fifth of the budget for the NCCA office, which is our executive director, kind of our eyes and ears in Lincoln. Saves me a lot of time. I do have to get there, you know, depending on what the topics are for the legislature and the governor, but she's able to really take a lot of that for us. And so Courtney Wistruck there is our executive director. So the five of us, not Metro, would be Southeast, Northeast, Central, Mid Plains, and Western, each share in the cost of operation of that, and have been doing that for probably, I'm going to guess, it's probably been close to 40 years when they started that association.
Also an audit report as well?
We did. So Dana Coleman Company has been doing the college audit for a long time. We have to put it out for proposals every few years just because that's a requirement of the federal government. And Dana Cole has been the one we've selected. There's not a lot of local accounting firms that are doing audits of that magnitude, but Dana Cole continues to come to us. But there's so many branches, they're able to move us between partners or between branches, so we get a fresh set of eyes on the books every few years. But a clean audit opinion again. So thankful for the 30-plus people from the business community education with the non-credit side to the financial aid to the business office to facilities for fiscal for the fixed assets to IT for all of the IT assistance as well to make sure that all their I's are dotted, T's are crossed, and we're in compliance with the federal government when it comes to making sure that we're giving our students the aid they deserve and the education that we need to. So it was a good year.
And that took care of action items, and you had some reports as well.
Yeah, so Kelly gave her enrollment report, you know, just kind of looking back at some initiatives that they've got with the strategic enrollment plan, looking at our persistence and retention rates. And so a year ago, we were number one in our IPEDS peers as far as retention rates. About 71% of our students, full-time students, came back for a second year, which is fantastic. Anytime you're above 65%, that is going to be tops or near the top of your IPEDS 15 very similar schools. And when they look at that and they set our peers, we don't get to choose them, they choose them for us. It looks at rural versus urban, multi-campus versus single campus, residence halls, athletics, those types of things, and tries to find 15 schools that are very similar to you for comparison, which we appreciate. So it's not always just Nebraska schools. Western is in our peer group, but you pull some from Kansas, you pull some from Arizona, you pull some from New Mexico, Iowa as well. So we're glad to be near the top when it comes to our full-time retention rates. Our FTE was up just a freckle last year, and not a lot, but we'll take up compared to down. And so we've almost hit. Kelly's projecting, and based on enrollment this fall, we might get back to our pre-COVID FTE number for this year, which would be fantastic. But I think we're doing a great job of making sure our students are feeling valued when they're here. We're giving them the support services they need to be successful, and we'll continue to find ways to engage them and keep more of them home, because we know that if they come here for their education, the chances are very likely they're going to stay here and help us support and sustain this region.
Anything else with the cabinet reports, Ryan?
I think that was about it. We had our nursing accreditation that came through here, our site visit end of October, and it was a glowing one. It was probably the best one we ever had, absolutely clean, and their recommendation was keep doing what you're doing. So that is a feather in the cap of Kathy Harrison and all of the nursing faculty across all of our campuses for making sure our students were doing what they needed to do. And we'll continue to throw out and brag that we're the only community college in the state of Nebraska and the only school period that it offers the NCLEX RN test, that we are 100% for our LPN and our RN, and the first time in our history. And again, timing was fantastic, getting those results, having our nursing accreditation here, And, you know, we want to do more. And I would say that. We don't turn, we're not turning nurses away. If they meet the entrance requirements, they're in the program. And I know our hospitals, regional medical centers, critical access, nursing homes, they need more nurses. So if someone's looking to come back to school, we have a great program and meet the entrance requirements. Chances are pretty good you're going to pass that test and you're going to be employed and get a healthy wage.
That pretty much wrapped up the meeting for this month. And next one's going to be right before the Christmas break, isn't it? Or actually, it's the Christmas break before that, but it comes right before Christmas, I should say.
That it does, yeah. Students will be gone. They'll have their finals the week before, and we'll wrap it up with the board meeting on Wednesday, and we'll meet with you Thursday, and then we'll shut it down at the end of the day on Friday and reopen on, I think it's the 3rd of January.
Anything, guys, on the East Campus? How's that going?
You know, quite well. If you haven't driven by, you'll be shocked at the progress, and so we're working right now with kind of some structural steel reinforcements we're going to have to add to the basement. As Mike said, we want to keep the upstairs and not downstairs. And so just as we continue to shore it up and make some changes to some of the structure below, we found a couple spots we need to add some additional steel. So it's going to be delayed a little bit. We're estimating probably mid-spring semester of 2025. So we were hoping to have it open by Christmas, but I think it's probably going to push back just a little bit. But you know, weather's good, the winter's good, they might be able to catch it up. So, but other than that, no, if you drive by the new entrance, the new stairwell, those are all been added, closed in. The ramp for the second floor, the ADA ramp, has been poured. I know they've got roofing work going on. They've got the windows are sealed up and they've been framed out. New windows are not in yet, but it looks fantastic.
Daniel, anything on your front here?
The McCook Community College Music Department's Winterfest concert is Tuesday, November 28th at 7 p.m. at the Wee Theater in Tipton Hall. Admission is free. Enjoy feature selections from several ensembles, including under the direction of Mirna Cabrera. I'd also like to mention that registration is now open for winter room classes at MPCC. Month-long courses offer a unique opportunity to earn credits in a short amount of time and allow students to complete general education requirements over the holiday break. Interested students must make an appointment with an advisor by calling 308-345-8101.